countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
John Connell, I'm changing subjects very briefly. John Connell is a farmer, a writer and a regular contributor to Countrywide. As the season turned towards Christmas, John has sent us some thoughts on Advent from his Longford farmyard.
It has been a long year. A hard year. A year of waiting and seeing. Of hoping. And at times, despairing. It has been a year where we have sought the corners of light to come out from the woodwork of the self. It is the start of Advent, and I am in the farmyard. After a summer of fields and greenery, the days of fodder and ritual have returned again. The smell of silage is everywhere in the air, and the animals of the farm are inside and waiting. Advent is, by its nature, a time of waiting, a time when all the good work of the year will come to pass. Already the cows are brimming with yet unborn calves, while the sheep will make our own nativity in the lean-to shed. We have, all of us, lived through another season of the great sickness. It has beaten us in new ways. But as I walk in the fields and see the winter greenery, I know that even in this dying, trying time, nature is still here. Our clay souls are still intact, and the earth is still listening. As the candles are lit each week of Advent, and as we wait, we hope that this Christmas can be like the ones of old. We hope borders will remain open and long-lost friends and family will return to us. In the skyscrapers of America and in the outback of Australia, the promise of home is calling anew, and the longed-for hugs of yesterday can be had again, this time in the reality of the now. Christmas, that far-off whisper, is coming closer. I think farmers and this time of year go together. There were farmers there on that first Christmas night so long ago, shepherds and stable boys and wise old asses. Animals formed the first circle around the king, as they do for us. They were and are all part of that first Advent prayer. When I was a boy in our school nativity play, I acted as a farmer on that stage. Though I did not know it, I was practicing for the life that lay ahead of me. With hushed solemnity, we carried our four lambs and calves to meet the King of Kings. We felt all the better as the crowds cheered us on, seeing themselves in us. This will be my seventh Advent home, back in the land that knows my name. 7 long years, time enough to grow and change, time enough for the earth to shape my face. 7 Advents that have made me the man I am. And when Christmas morning comes, I'll no doubt find myself in the shed like I have in years before, ministering in my own quiet way to new mothers in our own little Bethlehem of the fields. From a newborn lamb to a calf looking for a teat, they are all miracles of this season. So, for those of you getting ready for the days ahead, may your birthing be lucky, and may you find a touch of Christmas in the grey days. Here, in the clumsy beauty of an Irish winter, in the landscape of contemplation, we wait. We wait so we can reap together again. Now's the time to share truly in the land.
And that was John Connell, author of The Cow Book and The Running Book, ending this morning's Countrywide.